Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
Here we go. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Yule. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And that's the first sip of tea I've had all day. It's kind of hot. Yeah, it's kind of hot and... Does it taste funny? No, it's all right. I just am imagining things here. Oh, I'm just sitting here watching the Weather Channel, and they're telling me it's going to get up to 62 degrees today, but that's late this afternoon. Why is it so cold? I guess it's because I am up a little bit earlier than I have been getting up lately. It's not even 11 o'clock yet. Ugh. Had kind of a weird morning. I feel like I slept really well, but at one point in time I had two weird things happen, actually. At some point in time in the morning I heard my cat coughing up a hairball over there. That woke me up, but I went back to sleep. At least I think I did. I must have. I just cleaned all that cat business up. Anyway. And at one point in time, I must have got onto my shoulder or something wrong and woke up feeling like I needed to scream in pain, but that has since gone away. Does this tea taste off? Well, I did open a new box recently. Was that yesterday? Yeah, maybe my tea is just... Just a new batch, and I need to get used to it. Oh, man. I'm kind of tired today. Which is weird, because I do feel like I slept well. I wanted to go to bed early, but I sort of didn't. I went to bed, or I fell asleep around 3:30. And I am up a little bit early. This is odd. I do not know what to think. I can hear my cat yanging him around upstairs. Why is Pippa not down here for the meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee? I do not know, but I need to get it off the Weather Channel. I hate the Weather Channel so much. Why do I even check it? And there's a field hockey game on and I'm missing it? What, who's playing? Is this the tournament? Oh, no, this is the actual championship. Why am I not watching this? I do not know. Oh, should we see how many Christmas movies are on today? Maybe that's something you should do. Right after this show ends, or it doesn't even have to be now. You can do this later tonight when you're at home. Turn on the TV. What are we, like two or three weeks out from Thanksgiving? It's not even Thanksgiving yet. Count how many Christmas movies are on TV at any given time. I'm wondering how many there are on right now. Haven't seen any yet, but I'm not high enough up into the channels yet. But we're getting close. Here we go. Pa-cow! Christmas Encore. What does that mean? So we've got one. I'm still going through. Hi, Pippa. What are you doing? Pippa's walking by. She's not stopping. Oh. Ow. Am I sore today? What's my problem? I do not know. I do not know. I just don't feel like doing anything. Because it's Christmas. All right. I just wrapped around, and I thought there was another Christmas movie on because it just says, Oh Christmas Tree. But it's on HSN. It's the most wonderful time of the year to shop an extensive collection of holiday decor and gifts. And what else do we got? Anything else? Should I even be caring? Why am I doing this? Why am I subjecting myself to this? Why am I subjecting myself to this kitty? I hear you yanging over there. Well, do you want to come over here and do some kitty stuff? Do you want me to pet your furry ass up? Come over here. Who's so fluffy? What are you doing over there? The cat's just sort of sitting 1.5 meters away looking at me. Just going, duh. I'm a cat. Now she's not paying attention anymore. Well, what are you yanging at? You want to play behind the door? You can play behind the door if you want. I think there's a battery back there or a ballpoint pen that'll be pretty fun to play with. Crazy kitties. Oh, because that's what we do. Oh. Ouch. I just saw that The Last Samurai is on. God. What the hell happened to Tom Cruise, man? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Oh, this is pretty good tea, though. Oh, yeah. It's hot, hot, hot. I wonder if I'm going to nap today. Am I feeling tired? What the hell is wrong with me today? I don't know. I just do not know. What's that cat doing in there? And to make everything worse, I forgot to take the trash out last night. And the funny thing is I'm up early enough, if I could hurry, I could take the trash out still today, this morning, and get it picked up. But no. What I have forgotten is that I don't have any trash bags. Damn it. I remember using the last one up last week and thinking, oh, I gotta go to the store and get some trash bags. Did I go to the store to get trash bags? No, I didn't. So now, does that mean I have to do something today? Does that mean I have to go to the store and buy some trash bags? Well, maybe. Gotta think of what else do I need from that store. Because I don't want to make a trip to the store just to get trash bags. Because that is a waste of gasoline and other resources. So I'm trying to think of everything else I need. I don't even know what I need. It doesn't matter. I could get some food. I could get some trash bags. And do I feel like doing that today? Do I want to do that today? I don't really need to. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it leave. Like, even if I left right now, I would not be able to make it to the store and back before the trash guys come, which is going to be any second now. I could risk it. Actually, now that I'm listening, I think I hear the low rumble of a garbage truck now, but even if I jumped in the car right now, what would happen is I'd be coming back from the store just in time to see the trash guys pull away. So I don't necessarily need to go to the store today. Which might be a good thing. Do I want to go to the store today? I really don't. I don't feel like doing anything today. I kind of don't even feel like doing this show. I just got nothing. It's not that I don't want to do it so much as I've really got nothing to do. Nothing to talk about. I'm just sitting here, kind of watching field hockey. My sinuses are bothering me. My eyes itch. Why do my eyes itch? You know what else? My skin hurts. What? How is that possible, you say? Yeah, I don't know what it is. Well, I do know what it is. Now. That's a big clue. Whenever my skin hurts, it's because I'm dehydrated. Yeah, and so whenever I try to move, it feels weird and it stings and what the hell? Yeah, I flex my hand, yeah. I'm seeing other signs of dehydration. What the hell's my problem? Why? Did I seriously not drink enough yesterday? How can that be? I don't remember getting sick or anything. Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, I think I'm a little bit dehydrated today, so I gotta drink a lot of stuff. I need to drink a lot of tea. Looking at you, giant cup. Here's my giant cup. I'm going to have some tea. Oh, yeah. It is pretty good. Delicious. Delicious. I like tea. Does that taste a little weird today, or is it just my imagination? Have I mentioned this already? Am I going completely nuts? Maybe it's just a different batch. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. I'm still watching... still watching the field hockey. Did I mention it's Virginia versus Boston College? I don't care about either of these teams. Especially not Boston College. What am I doing? What am I doing? I do not know. Don't feel like doing nothing, including this show. Alright, so, well, we could go with any of the old standbys. I could pick up a musical instrument, but it's kind of early in the morning, and I don't know if that's a good idea. Ooh, suddenly, I'm getting tired. That's weird. I thought I slept good. I don't know. What the hell is wrong with me today? Just a little bit off. I have no motivation. I need to get up and do some stuff. What do I need to do? Nothing. Well, I gotta get the trash bags. Well, that'll be super exciting. Go to the store, buy some trash bags. Woohoo! I need some... I'm not looking for motivation. I feel like the motivation will present itself if I just had some inspiration. What do I feel like doing? What do I feel like building? Oh, wait. I can't afford to build anything. I already spent all my money on a bunch of stuff that I haven't built yet. Oh, I gotta get back into the groove before I get mad at myself for buying all these guitar parts. I also need to think about getting that... Oh, somebody just scored. Virginia! What was I talking about? Yeah, I wonder... Still thinking about building a kalimba. Really want to get that kalimba kit. Why haven't I done that yet? Oh yeah, because I got no dollars. Funny thing is I actually do have some dollars. Sitting right here, within arm's reach. I have this little plastic... I don't know what you would call it. I guess technically it's a jar. And I've had this forever. What used to be in here? Like some powdered drink mix or something. And it was like servings. Maybe it was Crystal Light. Crystal Light! And it's full of change. And it's so full that I cannot get the lid on. So it's really time for me to take this to the bank and deposit all this coinage into the bank. And oh, I always used to say I have to do this about once a year, but lately it's been, you know, a little bit longer than that. It's probably been, what, 2 years since I've... Well, it's been at least 2 years since I've even walked into my bank. But, yeah, last couple of times I've cashed in all this coinage, it's been a little bit more than $30, like $33. So I have about $33 worth of change sitting here. I could take it to the bank. Then I could buy a kalimba kit for that, which is about $25. Was it $29? Oh, and that was when it was on sale. What is the not on sale price, I wonder? I should have bought those damn things when they were on sale. I'm just kicking myself, and I knew I should. I remember sitting there thinking, oh, I should buy these while they're on sale. And then I didn't. Such an idiot. And then there's the other thing that I want to buy, which also costs $25. Plus shipping, but I don't know how much the shipping is, and I don't really feel like figuring it out, and I can't imagine it's more than $5. So I want to buy this thing, and we've talked about it already. We've talked about it many times over the last couple years, because this is something I've been thinking about for a long time. I want a good cap trap. A good cap snapper. Because I love cap traps. And ever since I started messing with toy ones a number of years ago, I've been thinking, why can't somebody scale this up? Why can't somebody scale this up for an actual percussion cap? Or, if you want to be a real madman, why can't somebody scale this up for like something like a shotgun primer? Yeah. And it turns out the other day that's exactly what I found. Somebody made one of these things that's essentially for a shotgun primer. And what are they selling it as? They're selling it as a perimeter trip alarm. So basically what you have is a little black aluminum anodized tube, and it's got a striking pin in it and spring-loaded and blah, blah, blah. You unscrew it, you throw a shot shell primer into it, you screw it back on, you pull the plunger back, and you stick a cotter pin into it to prevent it from, you know, firing. Then you tie a string or something to the cotter pin, you set up, you know, your perimeter trap. Enemy combatants trip the wire, it goes bang! You can hear them coming. Or, you know, you can use it to scare off bears or whatever from your campsite or whatever. Now, I've got plenty of my own uses for something like this, none of which revolves around frightening away wildlife or needing to be alerted to the presence of enemy combatants. Of course, I just need this thing so I can make loud noises at will, because I like to make loud noises, especially loud explosive noises. I do enjoy a good detonation. It's so hard to get anything to detonate these days. Oh, but that reminds me, speaking of detonations, last night for a few minutes I was thinking about the whip again. I don't know if I even actually told anybody this, but a couple days ago, or actually it's been more like 2 weeks ago, I was watching something on YouTube. I don't even remember what it was. Some, you know, like physics demonstrations or a lecture about something. And a guy was saying, oh, you can make a whip at home, a miniature whip just out of string, by doing this. And you get a bunch of rubber bands and you tie them together like this. Then you take a piece of string. And I was watching this and I was going, dude, you don't know anything about whips, do you? But with this bizarre, very, very bizarre configuration of rubber bands and a piece of string. This guy actually was able to get a sonic boom out of this whip. And if for some reason you didn't know, yeah, when a whip cracks, that is in fact a sonic boom. And I thought, dude, that seems like a really weird way to go about doing that. Why don't you just make an actual whip? It's not any more difficult. It's not. So I started thinking about this. I mean, could you just make a whip the traditional way, but out of string instead of like leather thongs? And I started thinking about it, and I vaguely remember, and I can't remember exactly. I can't sort this out in my mind. I got these confused memories, which is kind of odd for me. At some point in time, didn't I know somebody as a child who had a whip made out of string, and it was like a ringmaster's whip? I remember being vaguely fascinated by it. But I also have this other memory of having like a toy bow that the string broke or something, but I noticed that it would also make a sonic boom. It would crack when whipped. I don't know, remember what I'm remembering. That sounds crazy. So anyway, after seeing this weird video, I thought, why don't I just make a whip out of string? Teach these clowns a thing or two. Well, so I started working on it. Actually, one night, I actually spent about, 20 minutes looking for different kinds of string in my house. And doing stuff with them, but then I never finished it. I got about, I got further than halfway. But, and now it's sitting up in the kitchen, this funky piece of string whip. Sitting up on my kitchen counter. I got thinking about it again last night. I was like, I should finish doing that. I should get that together, blah, blah, blah. And I realized, well, maybe I probably shouldn't, because one, I have a cat. How is that a detractor? How is that a bad thing? Well, one, anything made out of string is going to get attacked and probably eaten. My cat tries to eat string. Anything, if it's soft enough, she will. I'm afraid she'll probably try to eat wire. She likes to chew on wire. She likes to actually swallow string, and my hair for that matter. If she finds one of my hairs on the ground or on the blanket or something, she just starts nom, 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 and I have to pull it out of her mouth. Also, Pippa, my cat, does not like loud, sharp reports. I do not think she would like sonic booms. So, I could make a whip. Probably freak my cat out. I don't know. Maybe I'll put some effort into that today. I forget what else I need to do to it. I might add another section. And I might put it on a stick. Oh, yeah. Whips are a fairly easy concept. And I don't really feel like going into it now, but basically, start with a heavy string, work your way to light string. It's that mass. Anyway, good Lord, still got so much time left. Oh, sorry, kids, just got nothing for you today. It doesn't matter. Nobody's listening anyway. How long can we keep this up? And I don't just mean Dubious Goals Committee, but on radio in general. The only buddy who listens to it are the 7 or 8 people who are also the programming. So, what's the point? Thank you. I don't feel like playing T-Rex today. Feel like doing this either. Yeah, sorry, got nothing. This is kind of a slow field hockey game that I still have on because there's nothing else to watch anyway. There's nothing to do. Maybe we should end the show early. Have we ever ended a show early? God damn, what do we got? 3.5 minutes left? 2.5 minutes left. I don't know. I just don't really feel like doing this today. I've got nothing. Yeah, so maybe we should make some other weird noises instead. How about this? How about this? These are my tweezers. They make a neat sound. Yeah, you probably can't even hear that. It's extraordinarily low frequency. Doom. Doom. Oh, I've got nothing for you today, but thanks for listening. There's nothing going on. Well, there we go. Boston College just scored. I assume it's Boston College. I'm guessing by the colors. Yes, Boston College. Look at all these papist girls running around in their golden skirts. We're the Golden Eagles. Yeah, you are. We go to Boston College. Yeah, your parents are still really disappointed in you since you didn't get into Notre Dame. Oh, I'm a cruel and terrible person. Oh, Tobe, why are you so mean? I don't know. Yes, I am a horrible person. Who am I, you might ask? Well, I'm the worst person in the world. You can call me Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. I have no idea why. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the radio station that no one listens to, for the people who make it only. I gotta go. Later.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?